Thoughts on the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 19. Misplaced trust. Misplaced trust, or you could call it false reliance. Proverbs 25 verse 19. Like a bad tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. Reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble is like a bad tooth or a lame foot. Misplaced trust, you see. False reliance. We all rely, we all trust. We rely on someone's word. Someone makes a promise to us. I will do this or that or the other. And we rely upon it. We rely upon a guarantee. We buy something and there's a piece of paper telling us we have this guarantee or warrant. And we rely on it. When we get older, perhaps we have a walking stick, and we lean on it, we rely on it, we trust it's not going to break or snap like a cane. You remember, God warned Israel, if you go to Egypt, it'll be like a cane. You'll lean on it, and it will crack and splinter and pierce your hand. Misplaced trust. Now, when is trust, when is reliance tested? Not on the beach, not on a sunny day. That's not when it matters. What it matters is, when it matters is, in times of trouble. And that's when the reliance comes into its own. When the guarantee, when the warrant is to be called in, you know, when the car doesn't go right, or the machine doesn't work right, or the gimmick doesn't load up right, then we trust the guarantee, the promise. Misplaced trust. Times of trouble. What if the word, what if the guarantee, what if the walking stick is unreliable? What if we can't trust the warranty? We're trusting it, but it's not worth the paper it's written on. Is it a bit of trouble, that? No, it's a disaster, because hope deferred makes the heart sink, sick. I've spoken on that, Proverbs 13, and I spoke on it in a recent discourse. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Clouds without rain, like a man who boasts of gifts he does not able to give. That's what I've spoken on. Here, the stick breaks and we collapse. We trust the warranty and we find it's worthless. It's a graphic picture here. It's like a bad tooth. What's the point of biting on a loose tooth? It's got no grip. And it's worse. If it's a bad tooth, it's broken. If we bite on it, then we're going to get pain, sharp pain, and agony. A lame foot. We can put no weight on it. We can't lean on it. We can't walk on it. It's useless. It's no good for weight-bearing. Painful. Now, of course, you can understand this in everyday life and everyday work. Kitchen gadgets, a computer gadget, a motor car, whatever. But, of course, this is the Bible, and I'm a preacher. What about the spiritual? Well, in everyday life, we need guarantees that work. Well, you need them in the spiritual, my friend. What about the eternal? What hopes do you have? What are you relying on? What's the warranty or the guarantee that you're relying on? Where is your trust placed? Is it mistrust? Is it misplaced? Is it misplaced trust? Oh, that's the time. And when is the time when you're going to be found out? Not in the sunny day, on the beach, on holiday, no. It's in death and eternity. Oh, I don't want to think about that, my friend. That's the one thing that's certain in life. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. There's no escaping it. That's the one appointment we all have to keep. I don't want that appointment then. I don't want that appointment there. No, well, you may be able to adjust those appointments. But this one appointment, we cannot adjust, we cannot evade, we cannot avoid. Can you rely on what you're trusting on? Is it a bad tooth, my friend? Is it a lame foot? Are you going to find out? Well, it's a terrible thing to find it out on the day of judgment. You know what I'm going to say. Where should your trust be placed? In the only place where it is absolutely reliable. The blood, the promise, the work, the blood, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Rely upon him, my friend, And you'll never, the Bible says, you'll never be disappointed. You'll never be confounded. You'll never be ashamed. You'll never be let down. Trust anything and anybody else. Yes, my friend, and you'll find it's a lame foot and a bad tooth. Oh, my friend, I hope your trust is in Christ and in Christ alone.